It's now 3 months since the flooding took place, and it devastated, obviously, a lot of people's homes and businesses, but also did tremendous damage to farms. And following on from that, the government was very slow to actually commit to giving some compensation to farmers to help them to repair the damage. But subsequently they did. But still now, 3 months later, those farmers still haven't received any compensation to enable them carry out the work. And on many farms, it's quite significant work to repair the damage that they had and experienced as a result of the flood. And that's simply not acceptable. It's taking much too long. And a situation such as this, we need to see a pretty reasonable response time from the government to ensure that people can get back on their feet and deal and repair the damage that's there. And that's simply not happening so far. And I'm calling on the minister now, and I've raised this in Nadal as well. He needs to actually ensure that this process is expedited and that the compensation is actually delivered to farmers.
But, Deputy, the impression was that all this was under control, that money was forthcoming and that everyone would be looked after in the aftermath of the flooding, that all they had to do was to make their applications.
Yeah, well, I mean, in some cases people have received, there was support for some businesses and families. Now, it was much too slow in arriving at the time, but it did arrive later. And I've raised issues and lessons need to be learned in relation to that. But the bottom line in relation to the farming community is they still haven't received a single cent of compensation. But despite that, a lot of the damage is still waiting to be repaired. A lot of the farmers require this support and funding and are waiting on that in order to carry out the work. And 3 months later, the government still haven't delivered it. It's simply not good enough. And we need to see a change of approach and the government actually expedite this process and actually ensure that payments are actually issued to farmers quickly.
You were saying that under a compensation scheme, not one payment has been made to date.
Not to the farming community, no. So there's been no payment whatsoever made to the farming community yet. So some farmers have managed from their own resources to go ahead and do some work pending and in the knowledge that funding would be forthcoming. In many other cases, there's still rubble lying in fields and damage to farm equipment and buildings, which can't actually be fixed because farmers are waiting on the funding to come through and it's still not there. And it's simply not good enough, and the government needs to now ensure that they look at why this delay has happened and actually expedited and ensure that the compensation is forthcoming promptly.